This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Americans kind of have to pay attention to the presidential campaign. I mean, selectively, sure, because it's a fire hose, but, you know, well-informed citizenry and all that. People overseas don't have to clue into American politics, but this is a global economy, so a lot of them do, especially in China, where President Trump's trade war, still in effect, by the way, has put import taxes on hundreds of billions of dollars worth of Chinese products. Our China correspondent Jennifer Peck has been checking in with some Chinese exporters to see whether they are rooting for one side or the other.
Every day, dozens of women at a lingerie factory in eastern Jiangsu province sew. The Midnight Charm Lingerie Factory makes lace dresses, cat suits, and Playboy Bunny outfits by the thousands, and half of them go to America. If President Donald Trump hadn't increased tariffs on those products, owner Lei Chongrei says a lot more would have gone to the U.S.
Because of the tariffs, our American clients have cut back on orders. They have to pay an extra 20 to 25% in duties for our lingerie.
And he doesn't think this will change anytime soon. He predicts President Trump will win, based on a completely unscientific measure known as the Yiwu Index.
If you look at manufacturers in Yiwu City, they make a lot of campaign merchandise for the U.S. election, like T-shirts and flags. You can predict who will win based on how much merchandise they're making. It seems Trump's side still has the biggest orders.
Still, Lei Chongrei wouldn't mind if he's wrong. He says another Trump term or a Biden presidency would make no difference to his business. Li Yensong with EMC Machinery agrees.
Both Trump and Biden have campaigned on competition with China. They're both racing to see who's tougher on China.
His company makes machine parts that are subject to a 25% U.S. tariff. The Trump administration says that's in retaliation for China's unfair trade tactics. Li Yensong doesn't buy that argument.
There's no unfairness in our trade. The Chinese work hard so Americans can get cheap and good products. The real problem is Americans want to work less and earn more.
We reached out to 24 exporters who we've spoken to over the past couple of years. Most either didn't respond or said they didn't want to talk to us. Part of it is fear of retaliation from the Chinese government. So our sample of what Chinese exporters are thinking is tiny. But here's what we do know. It's very difficult for them to find a substitute for the U.S. market. The Midnight Charm lingerie factory had been trying to shift sales to other countries. But then the pandemic hit. Again, factory owner Lei Chongrei.
We're no longer selling to Africa. Sales to the Middle East have dropped by half. We sell to shops in Europe, and consumption there hasn't recovered. So right now, our only export market is the U.S., to e-commerce vendors.
Some Chinese manufacturers say they like dealing with the U.S. No one buys more than Americans, and they pay on time. Chinese businesses are willing to do a lot to keep selling to the U.S.
If the American government doesn't decrease tariffs on our products, we might consider moving our factories outside of China.
That's Claudia Zhou, sales manager for a metal and plastic parts manufacturer. Her message to whoever wins November's election, don't demonize China.
Most Chinese people are kind. We don't want to take over the world.
Trying to contain China's rise, she says, will only make the Chinese develop faster. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.